Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the dumbest arguments ever. Ever.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I mean, I've been better. I'm having the dumbest argument ever.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's exactly what we planned for. So, who are you having the dumbest argument ever with?
My husband.
And what's it about?
Well, it's like extra dumb because it's not even our argument. We like inherited it from someone else. So, I don't know. Did you hear about that Chrissy Teigen argument? I guess it was with a friend of hers about the ice cream sandwich.
No.
Yes.
Oh, Megan did. I didn't. What happened?
It was her. I think it was her and John Legend arguing over what.
Okay, it was him. Okay, so it was her and her husband. So she, I think she was the one saying an ice cream sandwich has to be two long chocolate wafer things with the holes with the vanilla ice cream in the middle and it's wrapped in paper, like the kind you get at the store.
Right.
She said that is the only kind of ice cream sandwich that exists in the world. And I guess he said that no, like if there's ice cream in the middle and a cookie on either side, that's an ice cream sandwich too. And they had a big fight about it. And it turns out that when I told my husband about it, I was like, yeah, I think it's true. Like, I mean, ice cream in the middle and a cookie on either side is an ice cream sandwich. And he was like, no. He took the Chrissy Teigen side. It has to be the long chocolate wafers with the holes in the middle and the vanilla ice cream and wrapping paper. And you get it at the store. That's like the only definition of an ice cream sandwich.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you ganked their argument.
I know. And it became our argument. And like, we're really freaking out about it. I mean,
okay.
I think it's an ice cream sandwich if it's cookies with ice cream in the middle, too.
Okay. All right. Hang on one second. What's your husband's name?
His name is Dan.
All right. Let's call Dan and find out what's going on here.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Dan?
This is.
Hey, Dan. Good morning. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1. How are you?
Very good. Good morning. Happy to hear from you guys.
You
hey,
are?
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow. That almost never happens. Dan, listen, we have your wife on the phone, first of all. Her name's Melissa. You probably knew that, though.
Hi, honey.
I think I've heard of her.
Yeah. Well, you may not want to. She called us in and up and said you were having the dumbest argument ever.
Oh, my God. Okay, I think I know where this is going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it about
the ice cream?
Yes, it is!
Yep, you got it.
That's great.
Nailed it.
Oh, my God. It's not even April Fool's. You're calling me. Okay, this is the thing. When you go to the grocery store and you look at the box, it says ice cream sandwich.
Right.
It's black and white. That is what an ice cream sandwich is. When you say ice cream sandwich, that is the image that people get in their head. You cannot take two oatmeal cookies and put mint ice cream in the middle and call it an ice cream sandwich.
Oh, gross.
That's a disgusting combination. So, yeah, no one would do that. I mean, that's not fair.
I would eat that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I would probably eat that.
That sounds pretty good.
What if you took, like, chocolate chip cookies and vanilla ice cream, Dan? That's not an ice cream sandwich, like a Chipwich or whatever?
Does it come in the grocery store in a box and say ice cream sandwich?
Oh my
on
God!
It?
I feel like it does. Like I think anything like that makes a sandwich. Like two, like a think of a sandwich.
Right.
It's two pieces of bread and then something in the middle. That means a sandwich.
Like technically, you could take toast and put ice cream in the middle of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and that's a sandwich. Yeah.
No kid will want to eat that.
But if it's cinnamon toast, yeah, kid would totally
with bread
eat it.
In the middle,
toast?
No kid will
with that.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, cinnamon toast ice cream, that would be good.
Yeah, it would be really yummy. I think we just invented something.
This is not an ice cream sandwich, Mom. What is this? Why are you serving me bread with vanilla ice cream?
Okay, so Dan, you're...
I think it's gross.
Dan, you're basically saying that ice cream sandwich is almost like the brand name.
That is exactly
Yeah, no, it's like a generic. It's like Kleenex means tissue. Like, it's like ice cream sandwich. That's like one kind of ice cream sandwich. Like, there are a million kinds.
Right.
There are more than we'll ever know because we won't discover the last one.
What I, you know, I used to go to the, when I was a kid, we'd go to the fair and they would make an ice cream sandwich between two waffles. That was really good.
Oh, yum. Man, now I want that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. But Danny, you're
With
saying
like syrup on it too.
You're saying that wouldn't be like an ice cream sandwich.
I'm saying that the only thing that we're agreeing on right now is that this is the stupidest argument ever.
No, the dumbest argument ever.
Yeah. Close though.
All right. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. Is an ice cream sandwich just the long, square, rectangular brown thing with holes in it? Or is it anything that you put ice cream between? 340-9595. Dan and Melissa are having the dumbest argument ever. They actually stole it from Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. apparently, they're arguing over what constitutes an ice cream sandwich. And Melissa, you say it's basically anything, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, probably cookies with ice cream in the middle. But, I mean, the cinnamon toast and the waffles with ice cream in the middle both sounded amazing, too. I would say that those are also ice cream sandwiches because there's ice cream in the
middle. Right.
And it's yummy.
Right, and it's yummy. And Dan, you're saying the traditional ice cream sandwich or any ice cream sandwich has to be the traditional, what is like the brown wafers and things?
Yeah, because when you go to the grocery store, that's the only thing that when you go to the aisle for ice cream and look for an ice cream sandwich, that's the only one that you find.
All right, so if you say ice cream sandwich to somebody, you better step up with that or else there's going to be hell to pay.
Or you can come up with a box that says ice cream sandwich and a different picture and a different item.
Okay, all right.
If you find that, then you're right. Otherwise,
okay, I got it. You guys are very passionate.
Yeah,
about
they are.
340-9595. Who's right, who's wrong? Maria from Orange Park, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Megan. I love
Hi.
The show, by the way.
Oh, Yay. Thanks so much. We love that you love the show.
Yes.
What? Now that you're on it, what do you want to say?
Okay, so I'm with Dan. I believe that an ice cream sandwich is just what it is, an ice cream sandwich. I grew up from the 80s, and we always had an ice cream man come by, and when he did, he had an ice cream sandwich, just two long rectangular lines with the ice cream in the middle. So that's an ice cream sandwich for me. I don't know what these kids are doing nowadays. But an ice cream sandwich is an ice cream sandwich. When you say, oh, I want an ice cream sandwich, that's what people are thinking about.
You crazy kids!
Exactly.
But look, okay. I get it, Maria, but let me ask you this. If you took some ham, like three slices of ham, and put it between two slices of white bread, what would you call that?
A ham sandwich.
Okay, now let's say you put it between a bagel, two pieces of a bagel. What would you call that?
A bagel sandwich.
Okay. All right, never mind.
But still, the word sandwich is in there.
Right, it's still a ham bagel sandwich.
Yeah.
Yes, but an ice cream sandwich is the two chocolate rectangles.
All right, I got it.
On top and the ice cream in the middle.
That's like the original ice cream sandwich, right. But now people get like fancy and they put cookies
yeah.
and...
All right, Maria. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Maria. We really appreciate it. Ryan from St. Augustine, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Oh, good. What do you think?
So I agree with the husband that an ice cream sandwich is the black with the holes and the vanilla ice cream. And I grew up in South Florida where when we order a soda, we say Coke, even though you may want a Sprite or something else. And Mark, you already hit it. The chocolate chip cookie with the vanilla ice cream in the middle is a Chipwich. It is not an ice cream sandwich.
But Chipwich is a brand name. I don't think ice cream sandwich a brand name? I thought Chipwich is registered trademark.
Yeah, but when you say Chipwich, people know that you want chocolate chip cookie on the top of the bottom, vanilla ice cream in the middle. Sometimes you get the chocolate chips on the outside also, but you know.
All right.
That's what I have to say.
I still want the...
A chocolate chip ice cream sandwich, though. Chocolate chip cookie, that's the best kind of sandwich.
I still want the mint chocolate chip oatmeal raisin cookies you're talking about.
I'm down.
I'm going to give you that. MJ from the West Side, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you guys?
Doing great, MJ. Good. What do you think about this ice cream sandwich debate?
I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. Let's say you pick... Okay. You're making... Are they talking about a French toast with cinnamon? Is that what they're talking about?
Well, we were just really just talking about all kinds of food that you could mix together.
Yeah.
Okay, so you take the I think it's a great idea. Let's say you take French toast, okay, right, and then you put the a pecan ice cream in the middle of it, and then put the other slice on it. They're already toasted and stuff like that. and then finish it off with a whipped cream and a caramel sauce. I think it'd be great.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that sounds great.
That sounds delicious. No, I remember at the fair when I was a kid, and I forget what it was. You know how like ice cream comes in a square box?
Yes.
All right. They would get the square waffles. I think it's Aunt Jemima makes the square waffles.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So you get the square waffles, and they literally would take a knife and cut a, like a 2-inch square of the ice cream, and it fit perfectly on the waffle.
Yum.
And the waffles were hot, and the ice, oh my God, it was like the best thing
ever.
It
probably melted all over your hands though, right?
I was a kid, I didn't care.
I mean, who cares? I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm like, that sounds messy.
It was, you know, Megan's like, oh my God, I could never eat that. I would need a fork. Julie thinks she has the answer. Julie, you think you have the answer?
I think that I do. I was driving my son to school, and we always listen to you guys in the morning, by the way. We love your show.
Oh, that's Yay. So nice. Thank you so much. How old is your son?
He's almost 15.
Okay, I guess that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
that's all right. We're like PG-13, so I guess that's okay. Anyway, go ahead. So you and your son were driving to work, listening to our show, and what was your big brainstorm?
Well, I was taking him to school, and our huge brainstorm was, it was my son. He said, there's only one ice cream sandwich, but there are multiple ice cream sandwiches.
Okay.
That's
so
really
you mean
deep.
Like types? That is deep.
It's pretty deep. And I said, I think
you guys weren't eating like hash brownies this morning, were you?
I didn't hear you. What?
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's probably better that you didn't. Anyway, go ahead.
Probably.
Yeah. So anyway, so there's multiple ice cream sandwiches, but only one ice cream sandwich.
Yes, that's what he said.
All right. He's very intelligent. Does he go to like Stanton or something?
No, he goes to Bowles.
Oh, pardon me. That was my next guess.
I mean, that's right up there, right?
Hey, then, yeah. And at Bowles, the ice cream sandwiches are two wafers with ice cream and lobster in between. Hey, we'll talk to you later. An ice cream sandwich is whatever the butler brings me when I say, bring me an ice cream sandwich. Okay? Mom, that's what it is. Here's how we fix this. Just ask the servants to bring an ice cream sandwich, and whatever they bring, that's it.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.